There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Always follow the money.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Polly Howard on VSiN.
Time to dance, baby. Here we go. It is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss and Polly Howard with you here live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. Coming up on today's program, Will Hill, sports bettor and VSiN contributor in an hour with his best college basketball bets for the day, and Bruce Marshall, a double shot of Bruce coming up back into the show today. A lot of college basketball with him, along with soccer, and today, obviously, plenty of college basketball. Baseball, how about that?
Oh!
Came to terms yesterday.
Pleasantly surprised.
We'll touch on that, and surprise, surprise, another big deal in the NFL, which we'll get to at some point in today's show. Well, yesterday, and we've been like kind of beating the drum for, if you're going to come to Las Vegas for a certain week, either this week, championship week, or next week for the actual madness. We've been trying to tell people, like, this week is actually better because yesterday we had, what, 61 games, and they tip off at 8 o'clock here local time, and they go until basically, you know, 11 at night, if not later.
Mm-hmm.
And then we do it all over again today with, like, 40-plus games. How do you top yesterday? How is today possibly better than yesterday?
I think we can do it. The early session was crazy. What a way to start.
Can you believe some of the stuff that took place yesterday?
The Florida game goes to overtime. Now, well, first, let's start here. No one can play a full 40 minutes.
No. That's it.
What's with the blown leads?
And so that, in our world, though, that presents, evidently, very good opportunities to, you know, take these huge dogs in play.
I don't know what it is. It's just these kids relax. I blown leads all over the joint.
It's so frustrating, Paul.
The Florida A&M game. Florida comes all the way back. It goes to overtime. They lose. Michigan vomits on themselves. They're a big... They blow it. They started the day Toledo, the one seed. What was that performance?
Think about this.
Wow.
With the blowing leads and then the three teams, like in the morning session, well, I'll tie in Arizona, but you had Toledo laying 17.5 points and like the other team had the ball with a shot to win the game.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You had Duke laying 15.5, 16. That was nip and tuck. They trailed with 3 minutes to go.
Sure.
And Syracuse never scored again. And then Arizona, extremely fortunate to survive.
Yep.
And get by a bad Stanford team.
Yep. 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 TCU down 18 at the half. Providence-Butler finish. All that going on in the early sessions. Then with 11 a.m. session, we had some blowouts. But it's, Michigan up 17. A&M up 9. A&M was up 15 with 10 minutes. TCU down 18 and a half. Michigan up big. I mean, no one can hold leads.
Michigan is up 7. Paul, they went 11 minutes without a field goal yesterday.
Yep.
And that game completely flipped. It was utter domination from opening tip until like 12 minutes to go in the game.
Juwan Howard's taken a lot of abuse, and rightfully so.
He should. And I hope that team goes to the NIT.
Yeah. Are we sure they're in?
I was looking
at their resume. It's not. They didn't do anything in the non-conference.
They're 17 and 14, by the way.
Yes.
I am not sure that they are in.
Yeah.
But you had that going on. And then Texas is like, well, hold my beer, because Texas, think about this. The Longhorns had an 18-point lead at halftime, and they only scored 20 points in the second half.
Yeah.
And you could see that one coming from a mile away.
Yeah.
Like, there was nothing they could do about it with TCU.
Yeah, yeah.
The Indiana game was just, it was funky. And as someone who had Michigan on the money line from, like, Tuesday at minus 115, I never once considered, by the time I thought, oh, I might lose this bet, it was too late. I'm staring at Indiana like plus $5 to come back and win the game. I'm like, why? Michigan's in control of this game. They're not going to blow this. And they did.
Yep. Tough one. Yeah, you and everyone was on Michigan. Everyone on Michigan. I know. Can't lose that game.
No.
Can't do it.
That's a terrible loss.
Last four in, according to Lenardi, Wyoming, Wake, Xavier, SMU. First four out. You got Dayton, Va-Tech, Oklahoma. Big win for Oklahoma.
Well, I would say would you go Oklahoma against Xavier or Wake? I know the records aren't close, but that's a really nice win by Oklahoma. They looked awesome in the second half yesterday.
Yeah. Haven't done enough. Big game for A&M, too. He's got them next four out. But this was, and then what happened out here with the Mountain West. How about those? The first three games came down to the last possession.
Did.
How good that was.
Huh? Boise with a big lead. Gave it back against Nevada. Nearly blew it. Almost lost the game.
Yeah, they had a three for the win. That kid couldn't make a shot for Nevada. He struggled all day.
Now, the UNLV-Wyoming game, UNLV is up with under a minute to play. And they, if you missed that game, put it this way. I think it was that Lapis on the call on TV?
Yes.
He was destroying the final minutes or the final moments of UNLV, and they deserved it. That was unacceptable what happened there.
Yeah.
And that was before the last shot by Hamilton missed.
Sorry, offense or both?
Both.
Yeah, you can't give a guy a wide open look. There.
Correct. You cannot leave that guy open like that.
And you're up four with less than 2 minutes. You got to have that game. And then the Colorado State finish, they score late and win by two. And that's why you can't mess around and just go money line. And don't get involved if it's with laying the points. If it's 1.5, 2, 2.5, just take the money line. And they were bet up too. And San Diego State covers in the late game. So a lot of chalk game. And then the chalk got there in the Pac-12. So that would be fantastic semifinals.
What do you do with a team like Iowa?
Oh, what an in-play dream that was. I texted our buddy 10 minutes in. I go, they're scoring 110. They're getting whatever they want against Northwestern. Good pace. Was stealing. And it came 64 at the half.
64 at half.
110 points in a tournament. What was it? 110, 112, whatever they scored.
They 112, I think they started 7 of 11 from 3.
Oh.
And it honestly, as the game progressed, like that was a bad start for them. Because they couldn't miss.
God, it was crazy.
Now,
I know. Now, what happens today?
Well, exactly
right.
You
can't shoot like that again.
Because they've been one of the hotter teams in the country, but you would expect some regression shooting like that. The first time they played Rutgers, the final score was 48-46.
Wow. That's a tough call. Did you see the end? You probably didn't have it on. I don't blame you.
The Iowa game?
Yes.
No, I turned that by.
The backups are in. They can take the shot clock violation, run it down to like 3 seconds. The kid jacks one from three. As the shot clock expires, nothing but net. Bad move. McCaffrey comes over to shake Collins' hands after the game. He's yelling at his kid. What are you doing? Why are you shooting the ball? Poor sports.
McCaffrey did that?
And Collins' like, it's okay. I understand. Okay. He's like, McCaffrey's screaming at his kid.
Well, he's a total lunatic.
Oh, yeah. Yes, he is. But that's, it's like, what are you doing? Don't shoot the ball. We're up 50.
He'll scream at anybody.
Down. Yes, he will.
Yeah, yeah.
That was hilarious.
Yesterday was just so crazy, man. I got the A&M finish. It was... So they're catching 2.5. They led by 9 points with 1:07 to play, 7 points with 51 seconds, and they went to overtime. And somehow they hit a miraculous three to get the win in the outright cover. Well, the cover in the outright win, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
That happened. Another one. Syracuse again, up by 4 at the half. Second half number is Duke 9.5 or 10. I saw a lot of 10s out there, right, for the second half. They're up 79-78 with 3:28 to play. They can't cover the plus 10 in the second half. Duke scored rest of the way. Duke outscored them when it was 79-78. They outscored them 10 zilch.
Got to be concerned. They're laying a big number against Miami.
Yeah, what do you make of that? Wait, nine?
I like Miami. I can't believe Arizona's laying 10. They took the guard off and wheelchair.
The wheelchair.
Yeah, right. He can't play.
There are some big numbers out there today.
Yep.
And I think we're on the same wavelength. That one jumped off the page. Colorado's good. They did quite the number on Oregon in that second half. They just routed. I know that was at Colorado. We have to absolutely take that into consideration. But they took it to Arizona at home not that long ago. 10's a lot of points.
Mm-hmm.
And I also think A&M catching that huge number against Auburn today is a lot of points. And I think, like you said, Miami plus 9 against Duke. Now, Miami, they were life and death yesterday with Boston College. It went to overtime. But the way Duke is playing right now, to be laying 9 against a team like Miami, who's good,
yep.
Whew, it's a big number.
You know, and it's a great story, and you have to give them credit, and there's something to be said for winning all these close games, but Providence, their luck's going to run out.
Oh, definitely.
Every game's close.
Definitely,
yeah. Pull it out, so yeah, I think Creighton beats them today.
And that number is only 3.
Yes, it's just every close game. How can you keep doing other than the Villanova, right? And that's another one. St. John's was killing them. Oh, that was bad.
Oh, Villanova had nothing in that game out of the gates.
Wrote it down. Yeah, St. John's was up 17 in the second half, lost the game.
Yep.
And then the late foul, and then they lose by one.
It was unfortunate because on that final possession, St. John's played like just defense to perfection.
Mm-hmm.
They were tenacious. They were all up in Villanova's grill across the court. But you had to call that. When they showed the replay, the guy absolutely hacked him.
Don't reach, though. Don't do that. Just go straight up. Don't get in there and do it. Give them a reason to call it, and that can happen.
Yep.
We come on the arm. Ridiculous, right?
Some of the other, the fouls that we... Oh, did you see? Another thing. We each had Colorado State last night. How about the block with 15 seconds to play?
Yeah.
Or the charge? And Wally Szczerbiak on the broadcast was screaming. He said it's one of the worst calls. Unfortunately, we can't show.
Was that what he said? Worst he's ever
seen? And evidently, he said that... people on the broadcast with him said, yeah, you lost it when the game was on. So he was screaming, evidently, when they were off the air. And they showed the replay. There's 15 seconds left. It's like a breakaway. It's like a 2-on-2, right? The guy gets in the lane, but he's moving like this over. It's not even close.
Yeah.
You don't even consider this a charge. It's an automatic block call, but no, these referees get caught up in this, and Shane Battier ruined this for everybody 20 years ago. Let's go on the other way.
Uh-huh.
And that's how we got lucky to cash that ticket.
Well, was it Battier or was it ESPN who actually kept track of it?
Combination of the two.
Brian Cardinal, too, yeah. USC struggled, too, and was lucky to get the win.
Mm-hmm.
So we get USC and USC, UCLA and USC tonight, so that's fantastic. Good. And I'll give it to him coming up. I was so looking forward to the Nets and Sixers. All this talk, rightfully so, can Ben Simmons play in the Yips? James Harden has never won a big game in his life.
Surprise, surprise.
In his life. 3 of 17. Barkley's right. I don't need you to beat the Knicks and the T-Wolves. Okay, this is when I need you. 3 of 17 with some horrible performances on his resume in playoff games and in big games. That was it. The game was over early.
It was over in the first quarter. But when Embiid went to the free throw line, 12 times in the first quarter?
Abomination. An abomination.
Remember when the Oklahoma City newspaper called Kevin Durant Mr. Unreliable? That was unwarranted.
Right.
This guy is the true Mr. Unreliable.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
What are you good for, man?
I know.
When it's a big game.
Oh, boy. Yikes.
All right, the first hour of Follow the Money is brought to you exclusively by BetRivers. Watch and bet on most games live. You're going to get a $250 match bonus on your first deposit. All bonuses, only a one-time playthrough. Download the BetRivers Sportsbook app today. Up next, line moves, upsets, bad beats with win some, lose some. We've also shown some incredible dog videos, bear videos. Yesterday it was an alligator video. Wait until you see today's service animal of the day. That's coming up here on VSiN. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to callsheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callsheet.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Molly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
Here we go. Oklahoma money line 3-1. Shocked Baylor. Good performance. And they win a couple more. You never know. Well, one more. They'll be dancing for sure.
Well, if they go back-to-back with Baylor and then Texas Tech.
Yeah, you'd have to take a look. TCU 2-1. Portland State plus 230. They beat Southern Utah. They're in the semis of the Big Sky. Tulsa plus 220. Beat Wichita.
Ownage. Yeah, what a bad never a doubt if you had Tulsa.
Yep. Boy, the Maple Leafs. Boy, oh boy. Lost at home to Arizona. Arizona was 3-1. Campbell's out 2 weeks. Sky is falling. But it's just nothing new in Toronto. My God. What'd I tell you? Buffalo plus 180. The Knights stink. Stink. Leonard's hurt. They're never going to get healthy. Can't score. Can't score. They go to Pittsburgh tonight. They're not winning that game. Penguins are $1.45. Knights on a back-to-back. They can't score.
The respect for this Golden Knights team by odds makers and in the market, it's nonsense.
Yep. Sharks plus 180. Had that one wrong. They beat the Kings in overtime. Damn, the Malinsky angle. Yep. Shame on me. Long road trip, return home. Of course they lose. Don't forget about the Devils, baby. How about the face painters? Goal in the first 10. 27-4 run. First period over, 27-5. I thought there'd be fireworks. Hellebuck didn't play. Backup for Winnipeg. But they got there. Again, the gift that keeps on giving. The ATM machine. Hurricanes, no goal in the first 10. No, 11-1 run. Columbus, third period over, 23-2. Sabres, 22-3. Toronto, third period overrun, 29-3. Okay? That's the best way I can explain it, too. Oh, it's 220. It's 210. Some of you will cut in line and can't wait. You can't wait till 250 in the summer with the Dodgers.
Was there any doubt last night?
No doubt.
They trailed 4-1 going into the third period.
With 2 goals in 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Colorado, +1, went off a 2-point favorite, beat Oregon. Wyoming, +1.5, went off a 2-point favorite, beat UNLV by 3. And Newcastle was 3-1. They beat Southampton. Subscribe, be part of the team, VSiN.com. And this is for our radio and podcast friends. Oh, this is a great dog video. This is awesome. We got the treats out here, right? And you got the big fellas. And you got that, okay? Set down the treats. Okay? Ready, guys? All right. Everyone wait. And on your mark, get set. Get the treats.
Okay.
I'll give you the mic. Look at the little fella come. They grab all three of them. They're like, they don't know what hit him. Like, boy, that was fast. Like, wait a second. Look at him look around. Wait. No, that's not fair.
Come on, you got to be fast
with
this.
The little guy comes in and gets all three of them. The treats are bigger than he is.
Takes off, runs, hides.
Oh, good
They're
move.
All mine.
Yeah, absolutely. He gets the hell out of there. Yeah? Excellent. That is so good. Dog video. Bear video. I'm going in fresh here. Good bear video. Okay. Coming up to the car. Coming in. Duke's a hazard. Oh, no. The big guy.
Oh!
Oh! No, he broke the car door. Oh.
And you want to mess with a bear?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. He rips the door right. Are you kidding me?
He's a little guy,
too. That's a cub.
Yeah. Right. He plays second base. Look at him.
I did not see that coming.
I didn't either.
Wow.
I thought he'd open it and hop in like the other guy.
Maybe take off. Take
rips it
for a spin.
Right open. My God. Okay. This is good. I mean, this is... There's two angles to this. Number one, Lincoln Riley bought a new house. Oh, my God. $17 million in L.A. Look at that palatial estate. He's got he got his own movie theater, beautiful pool. Look at the view, right? Can't beat it. But, okay, look what he had. Look at his mansion in Norman, Oklahoma. Well, it's not fresh to live there. I mean, he's paying under $2 million. Look at the difference.
Oh, yeah.
Compared to this, what, $2 million will get you in Oklahoma and $17 million in Los Angeles. That is great. Good job, Lincoln Riley. Fight on. Now win some games. Lose some. Michigan, 1.5 up to 3. Blew a big lead. Gators, 1.5 up to 3. Lost in overtime. Good comeback. Warriors Nuggets over. 222 up to 230. Not even close. 113-102 Golden State. Penn State, Ohio State under. 132.5 to 126.5. No good. Duke and under, 11.5 up to 15, 151.5 down to 146, 88-79. George Mason, 4.5 up to 7, lost to Fordham. San Diego State, Fresno State over, 113 up to 116. Good call by you, 53-46 Aztecs. Down at the half, too. Colorado State from 2 up to 4, 1 by 2. Hawaii, Riverside under, 128.5 to 125, 68-67. UAB, Florida Atlantic under. 144.5 to 141. 80-68 Blazers. James Harden and the 76ers. Harden, 3 of 17. You lose by 30 at home. The building's on fire. Playoff atmosphere. They're all over Ben Simmons walking to the bus. Game was over in the first quarter. And I'll tell you, that was a ticked off Kevin Durant, too. But that is, it's a regular season game, I understand. But again, Harden has done this whole career in big games and in the playoffs.
Sure, and last night would qualify as a big game. Like, step up,
sure,
it's national TV.
Sure.
All eyes are on this arena.
Yeah.
Simmons is back, and Simmons with that cocky smile last night, happiest guy in the entire city.
Yep. Okay, you tease this. I hope this is old. Please tell me this isn't recent. This is definitely lose some big. Look what this gal brought onto a plane. It's a peacock. Oh, no. And the person says, is that an animal support?
Yes.
Yeah, and she goes, yes. I mean,
of course.
Can you imagine sitting next? I mean, look at that. It takes up the whole aisle.
It's this a service peacock. Yeah.
Service peacock. That's what I meant. This can't be real. Is this real? I mean, are they putting us on? Is this old?
I really want to doubt this. I really do.
Come on.
Because in what kind of world do we live in where, first of all, a human being tries to take a peacock? Look at that. Look how big that thing is. What do you call it? Is that the tail? What is that thing called that just spreads out for the peacock? The tail, the feathers, whatever it is? That's 6 feet long.
Yeah.
For a person mentally to think, I have to bring a peacock on my plane and I can get away with this, you don't deserve to fly anywhere.
The pig and the pony.
Stay home.
Yeah, absolutely. The guy had the falcon. Didn't the guy bring a falcon on too,
yes,
one time?
Yeah.
Listen, I understand you want to protect your car and your vehicle. This was all over social media yesterday. But, I mean, at what price? I mean, this guy might go to the hospital. What happened?
Oh,
look
this
at
is,
the
this
truck.
Is.
This the truck here. I don't know what this guy's doing. Where he's coming an inch and a gay. I mean, you don't see the vehicle next to you, buddy. But he's coming in with the bus, the truck, and he comes out, and the guy sees what's happening. He goes, I'm going to get in the way. You're going to hit my vehicle. And he wedges himself in wide turn upcoming. He sticks, and he lodges himself in between the wedges himself between his vehicle to protect his car and the truck, and he takes the brunt of it.
Yeah, and then look at him.
Of course it's got to
look at how he's doing.
Of course.
Can't walk.
Oh.
What are you thinking, pal?
Well, you don't have insurance? Just say, okay, you're paying me, buddy.
You want to get in the way, what is that, a $40,000 or 40,000 pound semi? You want to get in the way of that?
I can't believe it. I can't believe that video. I mean, the risk reward, right?
You're going to be screaming at the person.
Yes.
You can't get in the way of it. You're not going to win that battle.
Yeah. Let's check in here with the mall. What do you got? The VR machine here? I mean, look at this, right? They're thinking, okay, I'm going, having a good time here. Right up. Oh, they tilt me over. Okay. All things comes down. You didn't sign up for that one.
Malfunction.
No. Bad for the books. North Carolina, Virginia under. 133 down to 130. Not even close. 63-43. What did Virginia have? 16 at the half?
No, it was 33-13.
Is that what it was? Eastern Washington, Northern Colorado under. 159 down to 154. Well under the total. Aztecs, 4 up to 6. 1 by 7. UConn, Seton Hall under. 134.5 to 131. 62-52. Look at the steam on Morgan State from one bad landing spot from 1 up to 5, 1 by 3. Bad beats Tulsa, Wichita under 133, 61-53 with less than 2 minutes. Shenanigans? Foul lay-in.
Oh, I watched the whole final. Oh, first of all, I watched a lot of that game, and it was pretty much over with. Again, Tulsa's in control the entire time, and I'm like, how are they going to play this one out? And that's exactly what happened. What, 26 points in the final minute 51, I believe?
Lunacy. St. John's money line led by 17 in the second half. Lost the game. Islanders, Columbus under 5.5. Islanders scored a power play goal with 2 seconds left.
Ugh.
6-0 final. Oh, my aching ass. Win some, lose some. Presented by BetRivers, your hometown book. Log in each Friday. Get a 20% profit boost on the NHL. Learn more at BetRivers.com.
Good day yesterday. We do it all over again today, again, starting bright and early. And I can't wait. This is so good. The month.
Semi-final action, a lot of them, yes.
When was the last time this month failed to deliver? There is one year that sticks out. It was the 2014 season to me. That was the year that UConn won as a 7 seed. I thought there was some absolutely atrocious basketball played that whole month.
Okay.
But other than that, like every single year, March delivers.
Yep. Great. No more football, no problem. Bet Rivers Sportsbook serves up tennis, soccer, hockey, college, and pro basketball. Don't miss out on Bet Rivers, their daily specials. Try your hand at live player props or same-game parlays. And you can count on your withdrawal approval happening fast with more than 80% of withdrawals approved instantly at Bet Rivers. Get started with life after football with Bet Rivers app. What life after football? There's news every day in the NFL.
No kidding.
Here comes free agency. And maybe there's another big move today.
Could be. Up next, scanning today's card for some winners in college basketball. They've lost their last two tournament games. Before that, they were 15-1 straight up and 13-2-1 against the spread. Do they regain that dominant form starting today? We'll run down the details on that coming up next.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Step your game up. Elevate your live betting game. Points Bet, new exclusive feature. Live same game parlays for the NBA. NBA live same game parlays can only be found on Points Bet. Instantly build the perfect live same game parlay throughout the game. Once the game starts, just don't bet. Live your bet life and download the app and use the code VSIN2K to get 2 risk-free bets up to $2,000. Code VSIN2K. Terms and conditions apply.
All right. As we continue here, live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino, talking about today's big college basketball card, sports bettor and VSIN contributor Will Hill joins the program now. Will, thanks for the time. How did yesterday treat you in college basketball?
Good. Exhausting, man. It's great. It's unbelievable. You wake up and 11:30 in the morning our time until about 2 in the morning these games go. It's just 6-7 games on at a time. It's just the best. Especially, you think about it, this time 2 years ago, we had nothing. It got shut down right around this time. That Thursday 2 years ago is when everything went dark, and mean, we're sitting there with nothing to watch. So definitely appreciate it having it back a couple years later.
Yeah, good call. Now, you're on the East Coast, like you said. Did you stay up for all the action last night? Because I'm guessing games went until, 2 o'clock in the morning almost?
I think around 12:30, 12:45. I said, you know what? Hawaii, UC, Riverside, I can kind of cash out on. I can go to bed at this point. I think Emily Christian versus SF Austin was still on. So I caught most of the big games.
Okay.
You can't do it all. At some point,
it's tough.
Got to sleep.
It's tough. Okay, so we kicked this game around earlier in the first hour. Like, what do you expect from Iowa today? I mean, that was just classic what they did. 64 points at halftime, could not miss. Expectations for that to carry over today are not really that realistic. But they're laying, 6.5, 7 against Rutgers, and Rutgers got them when they played. And that was a very low-scoring game, 48-46. Who do you like here?
Yeah, that was a rock fight. To me, this is a good sell-high spot on Iowa. Yeah, I like Rutgers. I mean, Rutgers has been interesting. They're Tarzan at home. They're Jane on the road. What are they doing in a neutral court situation? To me, 6.5, 7. I think there's some 7.5s out there. That's a lot of points. So I like Rutgers here. I think they defend well enough to keep this game close, and there's no way Iowa can play that well back-to-back spots. What they finished with, 112 yesterday? I mean, just an unbelievable performance, 1.56 points per possession. Just a crazy performance. I like Rutgers, though.
How about TCU? They come all the way back. They're getting killed at halftime. They the second biggest comeback going back in Big 12 tournament history. And now you're taking on Kansas, and they had an easy time of it. What do you want to do in that game?
I like TCU. Boy, Texas, I'm sure Beard will get it turned around. He's a good coach, but they've had some collapses this year. Now, they hung on to beat Tennessee. They hung on to beat, I think it was Oklahoma State. But, boy, they just go long stretches without scoring. I like TCU. They've been in both of these games with Kansas. Remember, they had played them 2 times in 3 days a week or two ago. Beat them the first time, hung within the number the second time. I think this will be a competitive game. I don't know that Kansas defends well enough to separate here. So I like TCU.
It was a great comeback yesterday. I mean,
good game.
Again, down by 18 at halftime, and they held Texas to 20 points total in the entire second half. We also discussed North Texas, and we think that they should be in the tournament. We would take a team like this who was so dominant. I don't care what conference they're from, over a team like Michigan, 17-14, I'm sorry, is not good enough. Bad loss last night to Indiana. But North Texas laying 5.5 against La Tech. Is that too many points?
I think it is. I'm totally with you on North Texas. They should be in. They deserve to be in. But if you look at the two games with La Tech lost by 1 at home, game they probably should have won. And then the game at North Texas, the game's tied with 1.5 minutes to go, and that was a bad beat because I had La Tech that day. I think plus around similar number, 5, 5.5. It might have landed 5. It was definitely a bad beat. I think it might have landed 5 or 6. But both these games were really competitive. Again, a neutral court, Louisiana Tech fighting for their lives. To me, 5.5 is a lot of points. This Louisiana Tech team's pretty good, so I expect a close game here. I like the points.
Okay, I think we're going to butt heads here. But the first semi of the Mountain West game, I haven't been impressed down the stretch with Wyoming. Down 4 with under 2 minutes, they get the win. Everything went their way down the stretch to beat UNLV. Boise, we know they're in, and maybe Wyoming's in, or maybe they need to. I mean, first four in, however you want to look at it. But what do you think of Boise laying 2.5 against Wyoming?
I'm going to go back to Wyoming. They were very fortunate to win yesterday. I like a good team that doesn't play well, but they still find a way to win. I think they'll play a lot better today. That, I don't know if you guys watched that game. That was a total ref show yesterday. Every time you look up, there's an offensive foul. I mean, they called a million charges in that game yesterday. It was really horribly officiated. The referees were basically flipping a coin at some point, just horribly officiated. But I like the two players here, Ike and Maldonado. I like the coach here in Golden. I think it'll be a tight game. I actually think Wyoming wins, so I'll take Wyoming.
Wyoming, okay. One more game in the Big Ten, and this is the early one, 11:30 your time, 8:30 out here in the morning. Again, Indiana came back. Great job. And they held Michigan without a field goal for like an 11-minute stretch yesterday, won the game outright. They needed to have that win, according to a lot of people. I saw the opener here in Illinois -4, Will, and now it looks like Illinois sitting at 5 against Indiana. Who do you like?
Yeah, I like Illinois. I mean, obviously, I like it a little better at 4.5, but I just don't think Indiana shoots it well enough to hang with Illinois. I like Illinois here. I'll lay the points. To me, Illinois is a dangerous team. I know they're 45-50-1 some spots to win it all. At least they were a few days ago. Obviously they got a raw deal last year. Terrible job by the committee to make them play Loyola Chicago in the second round, and they got upset. But to me, Illinois is a really good team, well coached. I could see them making a Final Four for sure. And to me, Indiana just does not shoot the ball well enough, and just a terrible job by Michigan. What a collapse that was yesterday to give that game away. So to me here, I think it's Illinois or nothing.
All right, for those who missed it late last night, Penn State did upset Ohio State in the late night game in the Big Ten. So their turnaround game today is now against Purdue, the shortest shot on the board to win the Big Ten tournament when numbers were released. And who do you like between these two teams now?
Yeah, I like Penn State. I just think they're gonna run a lot of pick and roll, and Purdue doesn't defend the perimeter well. They don't defend the pick and roll well, and that's just a bad matchup. And Purdue, they're great on offense. That guy on Edie's basically the biggest human being I've ever seen in my life. But I don't think they can just defend well enough to be laying this kind of number. I don't trust their defense. I don't like their perimeter defense. I think Penn State can hang around and hang within this number.
What'd you make of the NFL moves and the trades? Wilson to Denver, Seattle rebuilding, and then the Chargers go out and trade for Mac.
I get it from Denver's perspective. I mean, look, you haven't had even an average quarterback in what, like a decade, 8-9 years. You got a good roster. You're in a great division. I mean, what else are you going to do if you're Denver? People saying they overpaid. Okay, but like, what were your other options? So I certainly can see it from Denver's perspective. Don't really get it from Seattle's perspective unless they're tanking. I mean, what, you're going to go in next year with Geno Smith or Drew Lock? If you look at it, they make the playoffs every year with Wilson. They're 10 plus wins every year with Wilson. They have one bad year. He gets hurt and they say, all right, we're going to close up shop and get rid of him. That was strange to me. If anything, I would have moved on from the coach and just tried to go, younger, mix it up that way. So I get it from Denver's perspective. People could say they gave up a lot, but again, you don't have a quarterback. You're in that division. What else are you going to do?
Did you rush out and get the Broncos on a future ticket?
Yeah, I got a little, I think it was 14-1 to win the AFC. So just tried to grab the number there again. That is a brutal division, though. So I think it's a pretty good number. I had Aaron Schatz on. It's going to be up today on the podcast. He's not as high on Denver. He said, you know what? That defense isn't as good as people think. Okay. They're just not on the field a lot. The offense plays slow. So I still think it's a pretty good roster. Wilson probably be a little bit revitalized going into, a new team, some good receivers. It's still a decent defense. It's not a terrible defense by any stretch. So should be interesting. I'm excited for it. Maybe we'll get some other moves here. I'm curious to see what happens with Watson. If anything, that's the last kind of domino to fall here.
Yeah. And then how about baseball? You're a huge baseball guy, live in New York, Yankees guy as well. Expectations for this team in free agency, do they go out and get Freddie Freeman? And then where do you think they actually rank in the American League East?
Got to make some moves here. It's weird to see a division where you have four teams basically all kind of even their odds between Yankees, Red Sox, Blue Jays, and the Rays. They're all kind of within a stone's throw of each other. Red Sox are a little bit of longer odds, but they need to make some moves. They're too right-handed. They're too unathletic. They could probably use another pitcher behind Cole. Bullpen could use a little help, but they should be in the mix. They're probably a player or two short. It's going to be fun the next 48, 72 hours to see all these free agents on the move because, like you said, baseball comes to an agreement. A lot of these guys don't have a camp to go to, a home to go to. So I'm excited for all these moves. And I saw the other day the shift was banned. Is that official? Because that throws a wrinkle into these MVP odds. Guys like Gallo, Stanton, some of these guys that hit into, hard contact into the shift, they get a bump here. Gallo with no shift, Stanton with no shift. Some of these guys, now it's going to help other hitters, but that's going to really throw a wrinkle into the MVP race in some of these other markets.
Yeah. Yeah. That was the news that I saw anyway. Great job, Will. Good luck with the bets today. And you can listen to Will. He does the New York City cast for Bet Rivers, and you can download it wherever you get your podcast and follow him on Twitter. He is at not the Will Hill. Thanks, pal.
You can fit my audience in El Camino, guys. You got to download the podcast, please. What are you guys doing? Let's go.
They'll get on it today. Be good.
Thank you. Good job.
Everything
got messed up. I mean, it's like 9-inning doubleheaders now.
Yeah.
We're going back to the old extra inning rules.
Right. A thing of the past.
Yeah.
I, for one.
Everything will be in 2023 then, what they're going to do.
I kind of like the 7-inning doubleheaders.
Yes, I like them too.
Yeah. That was totally fine by me. And we're going to get a 162-game schedule.
Yeah, April 7th.
And they're going to play more doubleheaders.
Right, let's go.
To squeeze it in.
Let's make some moves today. Spend some money.
Oh, it could be, like, today into this weekend could be an absolute whirlwind.
Mm-hmm. It should be.
I'm with Will. Like, all this talk, and I heard it on the way in today again, does Freddie Freeman go to the Yankees? You need to address the pitching.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, that was obvious to anybody last year. You need somebody behind Gerrit Cole.
A long time, yeah.
Yeah.
It's been that way for a long time.
It is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. If you want to get in touch with the show, the email is ftm@vsin.com. FTM for Follow the Money @vsin.com. Up next, We'll touch on the NBA. It is a huge card that we have coming up tonight. And road teams in this matchup have won the last 8 games against the spread. We'll tell you which matchup it is coming up next.
Always follow the money.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Chris King from Winners and Whiners did a big parlay yesterday, and for any doubters, you can check out his show Just Parlays on YouTube. He's offering his top plays today, 100% free. All you need to do is text VSiN to 320-350-3500. Text VSiN 320-350-3500. Well, let's back at it today. And the early session yesterday was dynamite. Awesome. The Florida game overtime. Michigan blows a big lead. The Duke finish. That was hairy for a while. Down with 3 minutes left. Toledo, the one seed, started the day as a 17-point favorite. They won by one. They finish in the Providence-Butler game. TCU down 18 at the half. They win. That started the day yesterday.
Yeah. I couldn't get over, like, how they just kept running into each other.
Yeah.
Toledo surviving as a 17.5-point favorite, right into Duke, somehow outscoring Syracuse 10-0 in the final 3 minutes to win that game. Didn't cover, got the second half, but not for the full game. And then Arizona, life and death the entire time with Stanford. And now they're laying a huge
another
number again today.
Right, another good one, yes.
Some of these numbers now are moving, and they've been on the move throughout the entire morning. Okay, so Duke is still laying 9 against Miami. That total is 148.5. North Carolina, they were 2 when we first got on the air, and that total was 143.5. I see North Carolina now 2.5 with a total of 142, so that total's ticked down a point and a half. Villanova at a spot here in town is down to 2.
Oh, wow.
Against UConn, and that was 3.5 earlier this morning. And I'm starting to see now money coming in on San Diego State. Colorado State, they were 1. I see pick or now half. Colorado State by half or pick in that game.
See the St. Louis line? St. Louis opened 2 in some spots. Bonaventure now favored.
Oh, okay.
Look at that.
All right.
11:30 quarters, Atlantic 10. And I'm with you. LSU, Arkansas, I think that get up and over 139. Don't you? I think you put me on that.
That's moving up a little bit right now.
Yeah, okay.
Another one, New Mexico State.
Yeah.
Had a terrific season. Grand Canyon's pretty decent, too. I bet New Mexico State minus 125 on the money line earlier. They're up to minus 145 now, and they're up to 2.5-point favorites.
Mm.
So that game has moved a full point or a point and a half this morning.
Semis of Conference USA, 12 o'clock. Pacific, UAB opened 4. They're up to 6.5, and the total's been bet down from 144 to 140. UAB, Middle Tennessee, winners in the title game.
Okay. And I'll tell you, a really good game today is in the MAC. Ohio and Kent State. Both teams are good. And Kent State, I'm looking at one book right now, they're laying 1, and that total is 134.5. Ohio, they, against Ball State last night, I watched a lot of that game. That was very close until midway through the second half, and they just poured it on.
What were you watching that for? Interested?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Involved in the game.
Involved, right.
And I was going back, I had, 4 TVs on yesterday? 3 and then the computer or whatever, so I'm going back and forth between games. And when it was tight, I was watching until it was tight, and then they pulled away, and that's when I got out of that game. Yeah. So, but it was just Oklahoma putting it together in the second half and beating Baylor.
Yeah.
Baylor's, are they 1 seed? Let me see here.
I don't think so.
Bracket Matrix this morning, they still have Baylor a 1.
Is it updated?
I believe it is.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
This is going to be a tough call. And these are big games today, too. I'm with you. I was looking at this during the break. There was a lot of people on social media getting involved as well. Are we sure about Michigan? 17-14. Lost to Seton Hall, Arizona, North Carolina. Beat San Diego State non-conference. Beat Indiana, Purdue, Iowa, Rutgers, Michigan State, Ohio State. Is that enough? 17-14? And then you lose in your first tournament game.
The bracket matrix, again, for those that don't know, they take, Joe Lenardi, his bracket, and 114 other people who do this, and they combine them to get the average seed. Right now, the average seed on Michigan is 10. So as of right now, they would, you know, but I would ask you this.
Usually a surprise, though.
So what if Oklahoma would shock us again tonight, and Texas Tech may have been the most impressive team of the entire day yesterday. Now, Iowa State can't score, and I know people were, you know, quick to say that Virginia has the worst offense in the country. I would say that Iowa State might be right there with them. Texas Tech killed them last night. But if Oklahoma could pull off back-to-back wins against Baylor and Texas Tech, would you not put Oklahoma? You have to put Oklahoma ahead of a team like Michigan.
It's still not enough, though, according to Lunardi. They're going to need two more wins.
Two more wins.
Oklahoma, probably, yeah.
Yeah, they're on the outside of bracket matrix, too.
Yep. And same thing for A&M and VCU. A&M and VCU are next four out. First four out, Lunardi has SMU, Dayton, Va Tech, and Oklahoma. Last four in, he has Wyoming, Wake, Xavier, and Indiana. And I can tell you, Wake and Xavier are drawn dead.
If Oklahoma and A&M would win today, I would say adios to both those teams. And I would put both those teams ahead of Michigan, too. Then we're talking about A&M with a win against a one seed today? And Oklahoma going back-to-back like that? Come on. Because they put so much stock into the conference tournament in years past anyway. Why would they not do it again this year?
Yeah. And maybe it's probably enough for Va Tech if they can win. They're hot right now. I mean, that was a misleading score. They toyed with Notre Dame. And they were favored in that game. Small favorite in that game. And they won.
Carolina's up to 2.5 right now.
Yep. Okay.
You like anything there?
No opinion.
Okay.
I do like Miami, though. I'm not impressed at all with Duke and how they're playing. And it can't get any stops. And Miami already beat them. So I know there was a great finish, and they win at the buzzer. But
okay, let's talk about that prop here again that came out this week.
Because it moved, okay.
It was available at William Hill. So they put up how many wins will Duke have combined in the ACC tournament and the Big Dance. And they put a number of 5.5 on it. And when you first saw it, it was what? Under was minus 140. Yes. Over 5.5 was plus 110. Mm-hmm. Well, they took under money all day yesterday because before tip-off, Duke got to over 5.5 plus 125. So they have one down. If they lose today, they have to go to the national title game to win the bet on the over. If they win today, they have to at least still make the Final Four, not knowing what's going to happen against the winner of North Carolina and Virginia Tech. But if they would win the whole ACC tournament, then we're talking about a first-round win, second-round win, and they would have to win in the Sweet 16 to cash the over 5.5.
You have to be concerned, right? It's a good prop. And a lot of people probably bet the over, take the plus money, because they can't stomach and can't stand Duke and Coach K.
You know what they're going to do?
But
this prop, I thought, was so creative that books are going to start to come out with this for many more teams in future years. Before conference tournaments start, yeah.
Very creative prop. You have to be concerned with what happened yesterday. You're off the humiliating, you ruined the guy's night. You're a double-digit favorite at home against your rival, and you blow it, and you get run out. All the players come back, all the pomp and the circumstance, all the legends are there, and you embarrassed yourself. Now you're taking on Syracuse and a below-average team without Boeheim. You're a 15-point favorite. You're down with 3 minutes left.
Yeah,
that's not supposed to happen.
They couldn't get a stop at all yesterday in that game.
So if not now, when? Now it's Miami, and they beat you, and you're laying 9.5?
Yeah.
Okay.
I also thought Miami wasn't very good yesterday.
No, I know. Yeah, I understand. Yeah.
But you know, I think you got to tip your cap to Boston College and say, not a very good team, had a bad record, and they showed up in the tournament.
Yeah.
Right? With a couple of wins, and they easily could have defeated Miami yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I'll run it down rapid fire. I'm opposite Will Hill on this one. I like Boise. I haven't been impressed with Wyoming for the last couple of weeks, and UNLV blew that game. They were up 4 with under 2 minutes. You got to close. They didn't close. I'm taking the 3 with Creighton. Again, I commend Providence. It's a great story. But this is, you can't keep winning all these close games, right? And Butler had them too. And Creighton was awesome. Remember, they were underdogs yesterday and they were swept.
Put it this way.
They swept Marquette during the regular season.
It's coming to an end at some point with Providence in terms of winning games. You just got to know when that day is. Mm-hmm. It's sooner or later, and that day could be today.
I agree with the move on UConn. Down to 2. How about in the Big Sky? Portland State is catching 5 against Northern Colorado. Portland State swept them.
Yeah.
Big total, too. 154 in that game.
Woo. Well, shop around, because I'm seeing money coming in on Portland State today. Looks like that's down to 4.
Uh-huh.
But a lot of these numbers are moving, and they've been moving since we started the show. We've talked about a lot of them here in the segment so far.
And that three-point moving, and then that Bonnies game, too, that I just mentioned. And that's a good quarterfinal game in the Atlantic 10. And the Bonnies were preseason top 25, and some people picked St. Louis to win this thing. So that would be that's who Davidson will meet in the semifinals. And God, I hope they get in. Mm-hmm. I mean, you just it's a good league, and you win your conference and put up a good record like that, that's good enough. Same thing with North Texas and Conference USA. And they're in the semis taking on Louisiana Tech Lane 5 at 9:30 in the morning Pacific time.
Yeah, Pac-12 tonight, Arizona. They squeaked by Stanford yesterday. And man, that was, again, nip and tuck the entire way. They're laying 9.5. Key player got injured for him last night. They took him out in a wheelchair. So that doesn't sound good, doesn't look good. The sprained ankle, I think, was the diagnosis on him today. But laying 9.5 against a Colorado team that ran him out in the second half when they played in Boulder not that long ago. This is a neutral, I get it. That total is 148. And then shop around on UCLA and USC. I'm seeing 5.5 or 6 in that game. Mm-hmm. Total of 136. I like UCLA tonight.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Enfield was all over his team after the game, and rightfully so. They did not do a good job. They did not play well, but they got the win. So it sets up the big game coming up tonight. It's good.
I don't have the read.
I didn't hear what he said.
Express bet.
I couldn't hear him. First Bets wants you to get on all the horse racing action. Sign up today with promo code Vegas1000. Receive $10 instantly and up to $1,000 bonus. Visit VSiN.com/horses for details. Bonus code Vegas1000.
All right, so we've talked about these games ad nauseum so far today. We'll get to our best bets coming up next. What a great day it is. In Pocket Place. We'll recap last night, tell you what we're betting coming up here on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
DraftKings Casino brings you a new era of your favorite games, including blackjack, roulette, slots. And just this week, they paid out some big wins. A player bet $5 and won $25,000 on Bolts and Bolts. Another player bet $10 and won over $250,000 on Mercy of the Gods. Download the DraftKings Casino app today, and new customers can claim a deposit bonus up to $2,000. Plus, they start you off with $50 in free credits just for signing up. Download the DraftKings Casino app and use code VSiN to claim this offer. Casino.DraftKings.com for full details. Time for Bruce Marshall. The madness continues. We got soccer. We'll go over with Bruce, and we'll start with the hoops, and we'll talk a little Pac-12, Bruce. All right. Colorado catching 10 here. They just played and beat Arizona. Arizona in the semifinal game laying a big number. What say you?
Paulie, I think Arizona's got a problem here today. Unless Barbara Eden materializes out of her genie bottle, she's a Tucson native, by the way. See, I'm up on Barbara Eden trivia, okay? And blinks her eyes and gets Kreese's ankle to heal quick.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, Arizona's got problems. He runs the engine room for these guys. And even though there's maybe three other NBA first-round picks on this team with Mathurin and the two bigs, mm-hmm. I don't think there's a more important guy than Kreese on this team. It leaves them in assists. He's made more threes than anybody else. The offense runs through him. I don't think he's going to play today after that ankle injury yesterday, and that's a problem. Listen, Colorado is coming on right now. Their backcourt is playing much, much better. Simpson looks like a star right now. Freshman, that's what happens to these guys late in the season. And, oh, by the way, Jabari Walker's an NBA player up front. This is going to be close. And some, you know, we saw Stanford give Arizona all it could handle yesterday. This is not going to be easy. So a Colorado plus chance at another upset, but certainly plus the 9.5, 10 worth a look.
I'm with you on that, Bruce. Do you put any stock at all into what Colorado did in that second half at home against Arizona? Or do you throw that out because this is a neutral tonight and Colorado can do that to a lot of teams when they're at home?
Well, that's a good point, Mitch. And I don't think they're going to, that was sort of a one-off because everything went right in the second half there. But look what else Colorado has done here. I mean, they've won 9 of 10. They've only played really one bad game in that stretch against ASU. And yesterday, once they turned that game around against Oregon, the Ducks had no problem at all. They kept Oregon's dribblers in front of them. They're a sound defensive team fundamentally. That goes back to Tad Boyle. This game's going to be close.
How about USC, UCLA? You have a lean there?
A little bit to SC, Paulie. You know, I still think the fundamentals work pretty good for SC in this matchup. They've got a lot of length defensively, and they have bothered UCLA. They covered both games this season. They've beaten them five straight before the game last week, although they could not slow down Yaquez last week, and he looks like as hot as any player in the Pac-12, if not the country right now. But six is not an insignificant number. These teams don't like each other, and Peterson is a very awkward matchup, a 6'9 point guard. I mean, you just don't see too many of those. SC's length, I think, should allow it to stay in, though they're going to have to play better than they did last night, yes, because 23 turnovers was really bad against Washington. But sometimes you have to get one of those stinkers out of the way at the start of a tournament. I think this one's close. I'd take the points.
Hey, Bruce, when we got on the air 2.5 hours ago, Arkansas was laying 2. That total was 139 against LSU. Arkansas taking some steam this morning. I'm looking at one book now where the Razorbacks are laying 3.5, and that total is up to 140. Are you a part of that Arkansas steam, or what do you make of this game?
A little bit on the side, a little bit more. I like the total over a little bit more.
Okay.
That's moved a little bit on the total side there. Listen, these guys went last week when they played, nine days ago now, 77-76, and that game went late. Note they had the free throws in the last couple seconds to win. These teams combined to shoot, I think, 22% from three-point line in that game. They couldn't do anything. Now, that happens a lot with Arkansas because they really blow hot and cold. They really need, if Amude hits his shots beyond the arc, they can beat anybody. But too often, Arkansas, they don't just miss. I mean, they miss the rim sometimes on these three-pointers. Yet, they still end up scoring a lot of points because their pace is so furious. And I think we'll see that again today up and down the court here, and that's the way these teams kind of go at it. Arkansas, there's a high volume of shots. The threes don't necessarily have to fall. And LSU that was an easy, that's a bad point spread loss if you're an LSU guy yesterday, because they were up, 17 at the minute and a half left against Mizzou. They'll push this game a little bit to the Arkansas side, stronger on the over for me.
Early game, the Atlantic 10, Fordham and Davidson. Fordham off the upset win. Davidson laying a big number. Who are you on here?
Yeah, I mean, Kyle Neptune's done a pretty good job. He remade that whole Fordham roster there with transfers. Although Day, the transfer from Florida International, left the team in January. Usually teams like Fordham, though, don't last this long in a championship week. Dreamers tend to lose sleep the further they get, and Fordham beat the two Georgias to get here. Now they meet their match. Davidson has been resting on the sideline here. They lost their last game. By the way, Davidson did to Dayton, and that could jeopardize them if they need to go the at-large route. So I don't think Bob McKillop lets them go flat here today. There's a lot of weapons that they've got. Hung Jung Lee is a potential NBA player. As long as Bratskovic, the big kid, doesn't get in foul trouble like he did against Dayton, Davidson cruises here. This could look a little bit like St. Louis and LaSalle yesterday.
Okay, let's get hardcore. This Northern Colorado Open 5 in the Big Sky, it's come down a little bit. Portland State swept them. What do you think of this game?
Portland State is quite a story this year. This team is almost all transfers, and they've got a new coach, Jace Coburn, this year, and they weren't going anywhere at midseason. And he decided to just change the formula and the recipe completely. Literally, roll the ball out in the court. Guys, do your thing. Run and deal. And since then, since he took the reins off of these guys, the Vikings have been hot. They've scored more than 80 points per game since mid-January. They've won 11 of 14. Like you said, they've beaten Northern Colorado twice. They have got all these different transfers. The big kid from Arizona State, Khalid Adams, has been he came last year, but he's been putting up some big numbers. Carter was Long Beach's leading scorer last year. They're running, and they've got a lot of overs too. They didn't go over yesterday against Southern Utah. I wouldn't be surprised if this one goes over and they knock off Northern Colorado. There's going to be a lot of threes taken in this game, and 153 might not be high enough. So it could be Portland State and over up in Boise.
There are some big dogs still left in the Metro Atlantic because Iona got beat by Ryder. What do you think? St. Peter's now the favorite to win the conference tournament. They're in action tonight in one of the semis. What's your opinion on that game?
It's Quinnipiac and the pollsters here. I'll tell you what, as long as St. Peter's doesn't show up here in Boardwalk Hall, where Bert Parks used to sing the Miss America tune every year. As long as St. Peter's doesn't show up in Fairfield uniforms, Quinnipiac's in trouble because the Q has not beaten a team not named the Stags since January. That's the only team they've beaten in like a month and a half, three times. So they got some on Fairfield against nobody else. So St. Peter's beat these guys, took care of them twice this season. Quinnipiac likes to run. They're one of the few Metro Atlantic teams that really likes to gun at an offense, but they don't play much defense. St. Peter's, I think, is a steal here. Only seven tonight. Quinnipiac's one of those sides that shouldn't be around this deep in tourney week. So let's go St. Peter's there.
Okay. I would ask you, well, what do you make of the tournament out here? But there's like 20 of them. So I'll break it down a little bit here. In the Mountain West Conference, I mean, that was a bad performance, I thought, overall from start to finish by UNLV yesterday against Wyoming. I thought they kind of gave that game away, bad first half and a bad final minute. Wyoming did get the win. They'll give them credit. And Boise, the number one seed here, fantastic regular season, laying a small number. What do you make of this game?
Yeah, Boise was one of those teams, Mitch. We see a lot of these top seeds. We saw, you know, Arizona struggle across town yesterday. Duke struggle in its game. Sometimes top seeds, when they get their first game in these conference tournaments, they go a little flat. And Boise, I thought, was guilty of that yesterday against Nevada. Tough to play that game at 12 noon on a Thursday. But when you watch these teams play, it's a much smoother operation for Boise. Wyoming, yeah, they got the win yesterday, and I guess they've done enough to slip on the right side of the cut line here. They're a hard team to watch sometimes. It's a lot of isolation with Maldonado and then try to get the ball down to EK, and there's not a lot of ball movement there. No, they've been able to survive, and they play tough on defense, but Boise does as well. They're a top 10 defensive team, great rebound margin team, and several guards. Acott, Shaver, the Portland State transfer, or the Portland Pilot transfer. Lots of different guys who can score. Several different guys have led Boise in scoring. Wyoming, it's generally been Maldonado or EK all season long. I think Boise gets them in the first game tonight in Thomas and Mack Center.
Very cool. Yeah. Lots of action going on today.
Yes.
A lot of good bets right there. Okay, let's get your thoughts on soccer. We'll do that coming up next. A lot of thoughts. Soccer is one of Bruce's best sports as well. So we'll think get what he thinks of this weekend's card as well in the soccer world. It is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Back with Bruce Marshall coming up to close out the show. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Follow the money on VSEN, the sports betting network.
Time to elevate your live betting game. Points Bet new exclusive feature, live same game parlays for the NBA. Live same game parlays can only be found on Points Bet in the NBA. Build the perfect live same game parlay throughout the game. Once the game starts, just don't bet. Live your bet life and download the app and use the code VSEN2K. That easy. What a promotion. Two risk-free bets up to $2,000. Got to be 21. Get up there at PointsBet. Crazy movement already. The markets are on fire. We'll talk about the movement in a second. We close it out with Bruce Marshall, editor of the Gold Sheet, Bruce A. Marshall on Twitter. Two more college games. Miami catching a bunch against Duke. And Duke, it's been a struggle the last couple of games. No Boeheim. They were laying 15. They were losing with 3 minutes left. Miami already beat them. Come right back with Miami, right?
I think so. And boy, Coach K is fuming. You saw him after the game against North Carolina. He is spewing the spittle, boys. I mean, he is on fire, maniac right now. He's just so mad at his team. But they aren't playing defense that well. I think Miami kind of sleepwalked yesterday, too. I mean, they just beat BC last week, so they came out a bit flat. You know, this team, their nights, this team has an older lineup on the floor than the Oklahoma City Thunder. I mean, they are that old, and they've got all these transfers on there. They beat them up at Cameron Indoor in January, and they hurt them on backdoor cuts, and they beat them off the dribble time and time that night. That was McGusty, that was Charlie Moore, it was Jordan Miller, the George Mason transfer. I think Miami is very lively. Duke looks like it's a little distracted right now, and all this Krzyzewski talk, I think, has bothered these guys. And Krzyzewski knows it, too, and he's a little bit flustered. I think we can see it.
I said yesterday, when in doubt, go with Izzo in March. Wisconsin 2.5 against Michigan State. How do you see it?
Well, you know, February wasn't too good to him. I mean, this is a different thing. Usually the Michigan State hits the postseason kind of hot, and they've been sort of backing up here. Although they have won two in a row against Maryland, they nearly blew 20-point leads in both of those games, though. I don't think this is a vintage Izzo team. They don't have a go-to score like they normally had, and the interior defense has been pretty weak. Now, I'm going to take Wisconsin on the proviso that Johnny Davis plays here today, and I think he is because he got knocked out of the Nebraska game last week, but they say he's probably going to go. They just beat Michigan State a few weeks ago in the second meeting. I don't think Michigan State looks that good right now, so Wisconsin well-rested here. This is a team that was rested, I think, will come out and play well. That's what Wisconsin usually does. They've been a good Big Ten tournament team, too. I'll take the Badgers here.
Okay, very good. Follow the money, Paulie and Mitch, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Bruce Marshall, our guest. This broke right before Nigel came on yesterday. In all your years covering and following soccer, what do you make of the Chelsea story? And they beat Norwich, but, you know, they're in the bottom of the table in the Prem, and now they get ready for Newcastle. What does this mean moving forward, and can you believe what the sanctions are against Chelsea?
I can't really, and it's seismic. I mean, these are draconian sanctions, and we were talking about it off air there, Paulie. I mean, some of the stuff, I mean, if you haven't bought a ticket yet for a Chelsea game and you're a Chelsea supporter, you can't go. You can't go in the team shop and buy a scarf or a hat or a T-shirt or anything or a replica kit. They can't make any money now. And Abramovich, I mean, had to sell, and all of a sudden now he can't sell. That is going to have ramifications on the roster and for Thomas Tuchel, too. There is a big rumor out there that he's going to leave and go to Manchester United now, which is probably going to be looking for another manager here real soon. The whole thing could be upset with Chelsea very, very shortly. Starting right now, and the distractions are enormous. One other note, this game coming up in Newcastle on Sunday, Newcastle is hot. They've won 6 of 7. Eddie Howe has worked under pressure there. the new Saudi owners. And that was the big story over there. I was there in October and coming through London, and right when that thing happened, and there was a lot of blowback. That has been forgotten now with this Chelsea stuff. But Newcastle is safe now. They're not going to drop. Mm-hmm. And they've got a shot. They've lost 9 straight at Stamford Bridge. I think they get a result out of this game on Sunday against Chelsea.
Okay. Plus 440 draw and 10-1 if they shock the world. And the total's 3. How about Man U and Tottenham?
I think Man U is part of this Chelsea thing now indirectly. Now, they don't have stuff going on like Chelsea does, but... I mentioned Tuchel a second ago. Like I said, I mean, they are talking a lot up there in Manchester about Ralf Rangnick. They don't think he's a long-term answer behind the bench after they move Solskjaer out. The pieces don't fit. They have got a showdown with Atletico de Madrid coming up the next few days after that in the Champions League. So there's a distraction there. Conte might be straightening out to Tottenham some. Also, Harry Kane, they're starting to talk again about him maybe being on the move in the summer. After all that talk last year, Man United would be a target for him. So there's a lot to unpack in this one. But right now, I don't think Man United is good value. There's too much going on there, different than Chelsea stuff. But, I mean, this is more practical stuff with the team and team selection and all and scheduling. I think Tottenham's worth a look there.
Okay, and then Nigel had the winner yesterday, Sevilla and West Ham under 2.5, under 2. It was a 1-0 final, Sevilla won. What do you think of their match coming up Sunday?
Rayo Vallecano was a great story for the first half of the season. Really great story. I mean, this is a little team in the Madrid suburbs, little stadium, a neighborhood team, and they were very hot. And Radamel Falcao, the Colombian, came in there and was scoring goals for them, the veteran, and it was a great story. That has ended. Rayo is dropping down the table. They're in a nosedive right now. And Sevilla is fighting. You know, they're in Europe. They beat West Ham yesterday. They are chasing Real Madrid at the top. And Julen Lopetegui Maritol, who came over in the window from Man United, is helping them out greatly. Sevilla is the side here to take. I'm kind of anti. I like Rayo Vallecano. It pains me to recommend against them. But you can't pick them right now. They're just in too bad a form.
Great job, sir. Good mix. Good luck to you. We'll talk to you soon. Enjoy the games.
Have a good weekend, boys.
You too, sir.
You too. Okay, bubble games to watch today. Good tweet here from Jeff Goodman.
Okay.
Indiana, Illinois, 11:30 Eastern. Rutgers, Iowa, 2 o'clock. Dayton, UMass, 6. SMU, Tulsa, 7. VCU, Richmond, 8:30. Oklahoma, Texas Tech, 9:30. Virginia Tech, North Carolina, 9:30. Kentucky's down to 10. They were 12. Purdue is up to 10. They were 9 against Penn State. Let me throw some big favorites out there today.
Money on Louisiana Tech
down to three and a half.
Yeah.
Okay. Which one of the following teams will lose today as a big favorite? Houston against Cincy Lane 12.
No.
Iowa 6.5 against Rutgers.
Maybe.
Duke 9 against Miami.
Possible.
Tennessee now taking some sharp money up to 8. This was 6.5 not that long ago.
No.
Arizona's 9.5. Texas Tech 7.5, UCLA 6, Illinois now 6, Kansas 8. Like, they're not all going to win today, are they?
Someone's going down. Yeah, someone will lose. Yeah.
And by the way, they're not, like, two teams from the Big 12, they're not getting one seeds. So at this point, is it going to be Gonzaga, Arizona, Kansas if they win the Big 12, and the SEC winner if it's Auburn or Kentucky? Are those the four number ones we're looking at? Because you can bet on all this stuff, where these teams are going to get seated at.
Yeah, and to get in and out of the tournament, too, that they're available. I mean, DraftKings had that up last week. A couple days ago they had that up.
They will not give two number ones. Put it this way, two teams from the Big 12 will not deserve a number one seed. If Kansas loses today against TCU, they're laying 8.5. By the way, I was able to find Texas A&M 5.5 in the first half. Because Auburn's taking money. They're up to 10 at some spots.
Okay.
I mean, there is a lot of heavy movement on these games today. Usually this is when the cycle starts. It's like in this hour, but this has been happening now for the last 2 hours of the morning.
Wisconsin 3.5. I mentioned how about this moving to St. Bonnie's game? Did we say that on air? Was that during break? St. Louis opened a favorite.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, did they? St. Louis opened 2. It's now Bonnie's 1.5.
I'll give you another one to shop around for. Again, when we came on the air, Colorado State was favored by a point. Mm-hmm. I'm looking right now. San Diego State's a point and a half at some spots. So they're taking money, and I don't disagree with that. But all of these teams today, they're not all winning. It didn't happen yesterday. It never happens like this in March. Somebody's going down today. I would say multiple teams are going down. I can't wait to watch the first half of the Iowa game. What if they come out and hit 11 threes in the first half?
That'd be great. I love watching that game. Here's a 50 spot on you. Oh, they were feeling it. Oh, crazy. 64 at the half.
Yeah.
The end was great. I loved it. No one probably saw it because it was such a blow. I had it on. It was McCaffrey screaming at the kid because he shot the ball with 5 seconds left. What are you doing? Dribble it out.
Mm-hmm.
He's apologizing to Collins at the same time. And he's like, don't worry about it. No big deal.
Yeah.
He's screaming at the kid across half court while it was going on.
God, I can't wait for today. Yesterday was so good. Yeah. And today is going to be probably just as good as yesterday. And then next week.
Don't forget Saturday. Saturday's
amazing.
Saturday's awesome, too.
Monday, we'll be back at 7 o'clock Eastern. We'll recap the entire weekend. Obviously, the bracket will be out at that point. We'll talk about all the point spreads. We'll have great nuggets like this. Keep this in mind. If the Mountain West Conference gets four teams in, Paulie, they are 14-29 in the tournament going back to 2010. And we'll have nuggets like that all week long next week, and I can't wait to break it down. Good luck today and this weekend. We'll see you then. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.